A wire-sharp breeze blew in from the sea across the hunched, treeless landscape. Beyond the dunes, the grassland was choppy, whipped by the wind. The sky was epic in its empty whiteness. All content and detail fled. A strange, rushing, grinding noise rose above the wind as a vivid slab of blue blurred slowly, impossibly into being, halfway up a hillside. The bright capitals that marked the mysterious monument said police box, but the man and the girl who burst from within were far from traditional figures of authority. An unruly mane of dark hair framed the man's strong features. He wore a tweed jacket and a rose-checked shirt, with a smart blue bow tie at odds with his rolled-up black trousers and boots. The girl wore a green top and a short dark skirt with tights and trainers. Her long red hair blew into the man's face, and he propelled her fondly out of reach. "There you are, Amy. Told you it would be bracing." "Bracing?" Amy Pond hugged herself. "Doctor, it's freezing." "Freezing? Come off it. Parky, maybe. I'll give you parky." The doctor took a deep breath, pretended to swill it round in his mouth like a connoisseur, then turned and yomped off up the hill. "You know, I've been meaning to visit the Orcadians for years, decades, centuries." Amy tutted knowingly and refused to follow. "Don't you go trying to trick me into thinking we're on the planet Orcadia or something," she called after him. "Remember where I'm from. Orcadian's the name they give people who live on the Orkney Islands, off the north of Scotland. Is that where we are then? Orkney?" The doctor glanced back at her. "That's right. Maybe 15 years into your future."